More than 500 apps blocked over cyber fraud, spoofing concerns, Union Home Minister Amit Shah. More than 20 lakh cyber complaints have been registered on the portal cybercrime.gov.in and basis on this around 40,000 first information reports have been filed. On March 28, 2023, Union Home Minister Amit Shah announced that more than 500 internet-based applications have been blocked on the recommendation of the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre, ICCC. The centre has prepared an analytical report on the modus operandi of the top 50 cyber attacks in the country, he said. He added that the government has taken several initiatives for cyber security and in the coming days nearly 70% of all prisons and courts will be online. Since its launch on January 2020, around 13 crore hits were registered on this portal. According to the minister, 99.9% of police stations, 16,597, are registering 100% of FIRS directly on the Crime and Criminal Tracking Systems, CCTNS. So far, the database contains 28.98 crore police records. Additionally, the cyber fraud helpline -1930 should be publicized so that people who have been cheated online have better chances of getting their money back. While interacting with a group of reporters, Shah said, if a victim of financial fraud complains on the toll-free number 1930, agencies can freeze the SIM card and the bank account involved in the crime. The chance of recovering the money is better if the complaints are launched immediately. The provision of freezing the mobile handsets involved in such fraud. Over 250 banks and financial intermediaries have been onboarded on the helpline and portal cybercrime.gov.in and 235 crore rupees embezzled by the cyber criminals from over 1.33 lakh people have been recovered so far. Further, he said that the National Database of Sexual Offenders, a searchable registry of convicts involved in sexual offences such as rape, molestation, stalking and child abuse, has a record of 13 lakh offenders till now. The database includes names, photographs, addresses and fingerprints of the offenders and accused. It further helps in the identification and verification of sexual offenders to prevent further crimes. The Union Home Minister said that the NDOFO, National Database of Offence of Foreign Origin, which was launched on January 20, 2023, is a registry of foreigners involved in crime in India and has details of the convicted and accused foreign offenders. It is a one-stop solution for data related to all foreign criminals and the system is available to all police stations and law enforcement agencies, he noted. Given the scale of financial losses occurring due to an increase in cybercrime recently, Karnataka Chief Minister Basavaraj Bommai announced that two cyber security forensic labs will be built in Shivamoga and Tumakuru in central and southern Karnataka respectively. Topics: Internet-based applications blocked, Crime and Criminal Tracking Systems, National Database of Offence of Foreign Origin, Cyber Attack, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Cyber Security, Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre.